Hello, Miss Felicia. Hello. Hey, darling.
Hey, Aya.
How's it going, my dear?
All right.
All right, that's good. How was your holidays?
Was all right.
I feel you on that one. All right, so we do have a couple of things we need to speak about. They are mostly FJ related. Give me two wiggles and a leg shake. I'm gonna send you the calls. I'm gonna send you one call at a time so we can review them together. You okay? You're breathing a little heavy.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if my mic may be too close, but just 'cause I'm using my hands.
I've learned to keep the mic above like the tip of my nose. Customers can still hear me, but they won't hear me breathing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 'cause I breathe awfully hard 'cause I'm fat.
Girl, me too. I'm 220 pounds of
Oh,
sassy.
baby, you ain't. Oh, I don't even want to even speak on mine because, honey, no, I can tell you I'm more than 220, and that's and 40 of it come from me working from home.
I feel you. All right. I'm waiting on that first call to load. All right. So this is a Fragrant Jewels call. It was sent, or you took the call on the 27th. Just let me know when you're done listening to it. I'm gonna review it with you so this way we can follow along, okay?
Okay, hold on for a second.
No problem, boo.
Okay, sorry.
Was that your
Do
phone?
I just click the That's
Okay.
my boyfriend's phone.
You better tell your boyfriend mute his phone.
Try not in my house. What is so do I just click the call and then I can this way? Okay,
Click
hold
the
on.
call and then it's gonna make you download it.
Preview not available. Please download file. Hopefully it works, 'cause
It will.
sometimes it don't work this way.
I got you. So down here in the
Okay, here
bottom,
you go.
no, not that one. It's going to be another one that says downloaded. It's going to pop right above it.
Okay.
Whenever, there you go. Click
Got
downloaded.
it.
It's at
Go
218749.
to today's date. What is today's date?
3rd of December.
Okay. Hold on. 2749.
Go down. It's like right above the white page looking icons.
Oh,
Up,
down
up, up,
here.
up. Right there. Right. Let me know when you're done, my dear. You done, darling?
Mm-hmm.
You could have just said something, or did you?
Oh, I just, it just ended, so I just had, put done.
Gotcha. All right, so on this call, there were quite a few issues that the client is not too happy about. At the 350 mark, it sounded like you were chewing something, like maybe sunflower seeds or something. Same thing at the 4 minute 30 second mark. And then there was also excessive dead airs on this call from, and I know you're waiting on someone to respond back to you in Teams. You just still got to keep it within that 30 second hold time. When you get a customer that has an issue like this, the best way to avoid the hold time issues is to not even place them on hold. Just tell them what you did. Hey, I've got that sent over to my supervisor. How's the weather out there? You know, just carry on a casual conversation with them to avoid hold times and dead airs entirely, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And regarding if the customers cannot redeem an item, that's because the item is out of stock. You did tell her correctly, but you sounded a little unsure, so I did want to let you know you did tell her correctly on that so you can sound more affirmative and confident when you tell them, yeah, it's because it's out of stock. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then at the 10 minute, 34 second mark, it sounds like you're chewing on something or like you have something in your mouth. So the clients do want to reiterate no chewing, eating, doing any of that while on the phone with the customers because it does sound unprofessional and play through to the call, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So with the next one... The other ones aren't really big deals. I did want you to hear the chewing factor for yourself. excuse me. There was another call done on the same date. The only issue with that call was is you didn't tell them the refund will be back in 3 to 5 business days. And then another call, same date. I don't have a Fragrant Jewels account anymore, so I'm not able to pull it up and show you. But whenever you get a customer call in, make sure you're putting their email in the Zendesk because they said for this one you did not link the Zendesk account and it also had excessive dead air holds on there as well. So we just want to make sure we're
What you mean the Zendesk didn't connect the Zendesk account?
So, you know, whenever you're looking up a customer and you in Zendesk and you pull them up in Shopify and then you copy their email, take it over to Zendesk to create their ticket.
Right.
Pretty much what they're saying with this order for the phone number 910-446-5348, they're saying you did not link the customer's Zendesk to the Shopify account, basically saying the email wasn't put in there when the ticket was created. Does that make sense?
So I didn't notate the account is in there?
No, you did. You created a ticket. You didn't link the email to the Zendesk. You didn't put the email in for the ticket to be submitted to the account.
Oh, I did new ticket instead of.
So that's pretty much all that those calls were about. Now, Joey did want me to let you know regarding overtime. It shows you were scheduled to be in at 3. What happened, my darling?
It did what?
It shows you did the 7 a.m. to 10 for the overtime for today, but it shows you were here from 3 to midnight tonight, but you were late. You weren't here at 3. What happened, my dear?
Right. And if he looked in the thing where I did the call-in, then have death in my family. And so it was family hour from 2 to 3, so I went to go and view my aunt's body.
Okay. So you did do the call-out system?
Yes.
Okay. Good deal. I didn't know. I was just asking to figure out what's going on with that because – if you don't show it for your schedule, then the OT would be you wouldn't be allowed to do overtime anymore. So I just wanted to clarify, make sure you're following protocols on that.
Okay. Well,
Yeah, I mean, I ain't not because I had, I think I did it yesterday. Well, I okay. mean, so I don't. Anyway.
It's I'm just me trying to make sure we cover bases with you, my dear. I promise we're not attacking, we're not accusing.
I'm just saying, like, why ask if we have to do the system and they can look in the system to see why we're late or we didn't come or.
Well, that's because
like that.
It's a day behind. When you call out today, we'll see that tomorrow. So I just wanted to make sure everything was okay with you because I was already talking to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I promise. We ain't trying to be mean, harass you, none of that. We just trying to make sure everything's all good. You know you're one of our babies. But did you have any questions, comments, or concerns regarding any of the issues we've previously spoken about?
No.
All right. Well, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Ms. Felicia, and I hope you have a great rest of your shift, my dear.
All right.
All right, my dear.